Right. I'm going to talk about what we think is a very unique way to deliver public health nursing services out in the community. And kind of, we did the problem solving, but I think we also did a little of the AI stuff without even realizing it. So that was very timely. So I have nothing to disclose. So learning objectives, describe the role of the public health nurse who's working in the library setting, and if anybody's interested in replicating the program, hopefully get some ideas of how to do that. So for some background, in 2011, the library approached the health department, and in Pima County, where I'm from, the library and the health department are all part of county government, so that was an advantage for us in implementing this program. But especially our main library in the downtown area and several others. Oh, this is going faster than I wanted it to. How do I stop it? Back, okay. A lot of homelessness, a lot of people using substances in the library, behavioral health problems, a lot of poverty they were seeing with the patrons. Other patrons and the staff felt unsafe in the library. And as a consequence, the staff was calling 911, and it was not always appropriate for 911 to be called, but they didn't know what other alternatives they had. They didn't know how to handle all these issues they were seeing in the library. And people leaving their children and their elderly parents off at the library expecting the librarians, I think, to kind of babysit while they went off to run their errands or do their work or whatever. And, of course, librarians have their jobs. They can't keep an eye on the kids. They can't keep an eye on the elderly parents being left there. So they were kind of at a quandary of what to do. They did have an intern who did some research and had seen in San Francisco. They actually had hired a social worker in the San Francisco Library Program. So they had approached us based on that and were asking for a social worker. When we looked at some of the serious incidents, and this is our main library downtown, there were 547 reports of serious incidents in 1 year. Graffiti, vandalism, alcohol, drug abuse, violent disruptive behavior, and 50% of all those reported included some sort of criminal act. So it was really a high crime area. So we did a root cause analysis. We knew it was an unsafe, unwelcome environment, particularly at the main library, but they had actually identified 5 libraries in the system that had some issues. We knew traumatic episodes, loitering, encampment, and abandonment were some of the issues they were seeing. And so we looked back to see what some of those causes were. And we met with the library staff, tried to figure out how to approach this. They wanted a social worker. We said, you know, really a nurse would be better for you than a social worker because a nurse can address all the physical needs as well as mental and psychosocial issues. And so we decided to put a nurse in the library. So we had a memorandum of understanding signed between the library and us. The library actually is paying for one full-time equivalent of a nurse to be in the library. Our health department covers all the rest of the costs. And initially, we had one nurse who was going to split her time between 6 high-need libraries. And so we hired that nurse, and we were very conscious. We knew we needed to have the right kind of person in the library, one who wasn't afraid to approach people and be very caring and understanding. Unfortunately, soon after we hired her, she developed health issues and had to resign. So we decided a better model would be to divide the libraries up between multiple nurses. So we developed a mission statement for our library nurse, and it's basically we're going to treat everybody we see, we're going to treat them with kindness and respect, and it doesn't really matter if they're homeless, mentally ill, a substance abuser, or whatever. And the role, was to improve the physical and mental health of library patrons through education, referral, crisis prevention, nursing intervention, and disease management. And also included in that was the library staff, because we identified library staff needed some training, because we don't have a nurse there every hour that the library is open. So they would get some training on what to do when the nurse wasn't there. So we use Newman's system model. We use the Omaha, I see Karen's here, system for nursing diagnosis and a logic model. And our first goal was to make the library a welcome and safe place for all. And so we wanted to work with the library staff to intervene and teach them how to intervene when they noticed somebody was starting to escalate, coordinate, provide training, and provide case management, referral, and health education to library patrons. So like I said, we had planned for one full-time equivalent nurse initially, and she resigned and was like, oh no, now we have this hole, so what are we going to do? So we decided to split it up between many nurses, and that way if somebody left or resigned, we were better able to cover the library nurse project. So that's just one of our nurses there interacting with a dad and a young child. And we encourage literacy and everything that we can with the patrons in the library. So the library nurse engages patrons and offers basic nursing care. We do blood pressure screenings. A lot of the homeless have heat problems because they're diabetics and they're not taking good care of themselves. So we do a little bit of a physical assessment. The library provides a confidential place that the nurse can meet with the patrons and talk about their issues and do those physical assessments. Also, when they see somebody starting to escalate, they approach that person and intervene. Do a lot of health education, assessment, case management, and referral services. Typical public health nursing duties. And that's another one of our nurses doing blood pressure checks in the library. So they do a lot of physical, mental, behavioral, socioeconomic assessments. They do interventions to connect patrons to community resources. Our nurse that we have now at the main library and one of the other trouble spot libraries is a former Army medic, so he has a very good rapport with all the veterans that are homeless at the main library. And that's Daniel there with one of those homeless veterans. But anyway, so we work closely with the VA hospital and connect those veterans to the homeless vet services available through the VA. This keeps going ahead for me some reason. We also work, one of the local hospitals has a homeless medical van where they treat homeless patients, so we work closely with that van and refer people over there for medical services as they need it. And do a lot of education and advocacy for the clients. Daniel had one particular patron he worked with, a woman with developmental disabilities whose husband was dying, but she couldn't get to where he was. She had no transportation, and then she had no clue as when he did pass how to get Social Security benefits and all those kind of things that you need to do when your loved one passes away. And so Daniel spent a lot of time with her. He arranged transportation. She was able to see her husband in the hospice care before he passed, and then he helped her figure out how to work the system and get the benefits that she needed. And that's Daniel with one of our homeless guys. So some additional benefits has helped us as public health nurses to identify population needs and gaps in services in our community. Increased collaboration with our community partners. Like I said, we had worked peripherally with the VA hospital, but through the library program now, especially with their programs targeting homeless, Daniel's got a really strong connection there, and also with the mobile clinic for the homeless. We use a lot of student nurses, and we've actually had 6 different student projects conducted in the last year. By our students, we've conducted 2 trainings for library staff and some of our Public health nurses also. Most of them have gone through mental health first aid courses, and some of them have also been trained in crisis intervention. And then they, in turn, work with the library staff and facilitate getting some of the library staff trained in those issues as well. We've done a collection drive just to have a few basic hygiene articles available for people really in need. In the first year, we reduced 911 calls for police issues by 6%. And overall, we had a 20% reduction in medical costs. But initially, those medical calls went up because the nurse was there assessing that person and saying, oh, you know, we really need to get you into the emergency room. But after a few months, that kind of calmed down, and we actually reduced those medical calls as well. And this just shows in the first year we made 180 visits, nurse visits, to the library. Main library, that was the big one where most of the issues were going on. Woods Library also is our second highest, and that library has a lot of gang activity around it, so it's a little different population and some different interventions that Daniel needs to do there. And this is Omaha problems that we've assessed in the library. A big one, communication with community resources. A lot of the people we work with in libraries just don't know what services are out there that they could benefit from. Healthcare supervision, they don't know where to go to see the doctor. They don't have a doctor. Or they don't know how to get access. Access is the Medicaid program in Arizona. Nutrition, like I said, a lot of the people we see are diabetics that are not well controlled. Circulation, hearing, medication regime, they don't understand how to take their meds. Personal care issues, of course, with the homeless, and cognition issues. And so because of the nurse in the library, and we're coming on to 2 full years in January of having a nurse, but most of the people we've seen have initiated medical care. Some we've helped them address legal issues. A lot of them have outstanding warrants or different issues that they need help with, including housing and landlord issues. We've helped them get housing. Connected them with resources, especially food. You know, they don't know how to get a food box if they need it, or they don't know that they're eligible for WIC or SNAP benefits. We've helped them connect with community agencies that can provide them with the clothing and the hygiene items they need. And domestic violence resources. We've talked them through psychiatric crises and got them to agree to go into treatment and go into detox when they've needed that. And that's just Kristen doing her blood pressures. All right, so students' roles. Like I said, we've had many students involved, and they've been very invaluable to us in this process. We've had them help us with our community assessments because the population around each library is different and the needs for each library are different. So we have them help us with our community assessments. Like I said, Woods Library had the big problem with the homeless vets, substance abusers, and a lot of behavioral health issues. The Woods Library has the problem with the gangs. Another library over on the east side, it's a lot of elderly population, so what we provide at Main Library is not going to be appropriate for the Gulf Links Library. So we use the students to help us do community assessments and figure out what specific services would be the best match for that library and the patrons that go to that library. And then the students work with us. They help develop and implement and evaluate projects for the library, and they also help to promote the project out in the community. And one of the students at one of our libraries had a high population of kids going there for after school care because the parents couldn't afford to send them to the Boys and Girls Club right across the street. And when the students did their assessment, they found out those kids were hungry. They didn't have enough food to eat. And so we've been working with the local food bank to have healthy and nutritious snacks available in the library for those kids when they come after school. And all right. So these are just a couple examples of success story. We've been very well received in the community and have generally overwhelming support. Our county administrator, the library administration, our department, health department director are all very supportive of this. And it's been really great. We've had, you know, a little bit of negativity from the population, but really not very much. And most of it came because our staff is not very well versed in dealing with the media. And one of our nurses mentioned that he was giving out condoms at the library, and it ended up in the local paper. And so we did have a little little media crisis over that, because there were a few people who were not happy with their tax dollars going to hand out condoms in the library. But that's kind of died down. And so for our second year that we're in right now, we want to still work to make sure that the libraries are perceived and experienced as a safe and welcoming place for everyone, and that they will, the patrons themselves will receive health promotion education and services to improve their well-being and their health status. So we have revised our data collection tool, and staff have been trained in its use. We're developing staff and client surveys right now to really get a more formal, other than anecdotal stories, of what people think about the library. We have regular team meetings so the nurses can talk about their experiences and say, oh, this worked for me, but this didn't, and kind of just talk out all the issues that they're seeing in the libraries. We have expanded to 11 libraries and 2 bookmobile sites. So the bookmobile sites brings us out to the rural communities in Pima County. And even though our nurses have been out in those rural communities, sometimes they're a little hard to access because they can be a little closed and not open to people, especially from the government. And so going on the bookmobile and working with the bookmobile drivers really opens some doors for us in those rural communities. So much so that the State Health Department actually approached us about implementing nurse family partnership in those rural communities. So we will be, since contracts in place, we will be doing NFP in those rural communities. We've revised our logic model, and as we're moving in with the marketplace and ACA, 5 of our library nurses have been trained as navigators, and they also been trained on Healthy Plus, which is the Arizona online application for access, DES services, TANF, SNAP. And so they will have regular hours in the library that they'll be available to help people with those applications. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania replicated the program. They started that a couple months ago. And we've had interest from Canada and many other locations in replicating this program. And that's Gloria, one of our nurses, and doing her health education on blood pressure. Our future plans, we really want to make this an evidence-based model and measure our impact on the community. So we are planning on working with our colleagues at the University of Arizona on doing that and making it evidence-based. We want to expand it into other libraries, and we have told the library if any library wants a nurse, we will provide it for them. Some of that is done in kind. Like I said, the library pays for one full-time equivalent, but we actually have more than that working in the library right now. We've had people wanting to volunteer with the library nurse project, and we haven't quite figured out how we can best utilize volunteers, so that's something we want to look at. We want to look at other student roles and how they can help us with the library program. Right now, we're pretty much overwhelmed with requests to have students with us in the library, and I have to kind of limit it because the nurses could be overwhelmed with students and not be able to do what they need to do, because we love having students, but they do take a lot of time. And we want to continue using the library setting as a means to reach our population and meet their needs and identify those needs. Some lessons learned. We need good administrative support, and we've had that from the get-go, so that was never really an issue. But having one nurse was not a good idea. So we learned early on, too, that we need to be able to have more than one nurse working in the library setting. We right at the beginning, we designated one person at the health department and one person at the library to kind of be the liaison, so all communications flowed through those two people, so everybody was getting the same message. Frequent meetings initially to identify, plan, and address issues and problems before they arise. We started our evaluation process with the logic model early on. And good data collection, of course, is essential. And that was an issue in our first year because when you have, you know, five or six different nurses collecting data, even though it's on the same tool, sometimes they don't always collect things the same way. So we've really been working with staff to make sure they understand how important it is that they collect the data we need in the way that we need it collected and to document it in the Omaha system so we can get good KBS results from that. And and working with communications team to prepare media requests. As I mentioned, our nurses were not skilled in dealing with the media, so they made some mistakes when media approached them. So we realized that's a training need for our staff so that they know, you know, it's fine to hand out the condoms, you just don't tell the media that you're doing that. And also, clear role delineation so people understand exactly what the nurse can and cannot do. We're all BSN prepared nurses, but we can't treat wounds because we don't have doctor's orders or things like that. And be flexible and willing to change because things change and circumstances change as the needs of the library need change. So we did try and adjust our goals and our objectives as we moved along and found things going on in the libraries that we needed to address. And that's Daniel. He's our kind of our lead nurse. And he's an Army medic, so he works really well with all of our VA homeless veterans we see at the libraries. But all of our nurses have done a great job and been very enthusiastic. And anybody have questions for me? Yes, Karen. Today's show on their website, not actually on the website, but they did feature it. And one thing I didn't really mention is that for us, for public health nursing, we're always kind of invisible, and I can't count the number of times people tell me, oh, I didn't know that you do that. Being in the libraries has increased our visibility. People are now more aware of public health nursing and what we do, and they know we do things other than give shots to babies. So.
I mean, this is just fantastic because the type of people that your nurses are, you know, connecting with
right.
is exactly the population that you need to get on board.
Yeah. So yeah.
Everything possible to get in the media and all that.
Yep, we have done that quite a bit in the first year, and we've used some of the libraries that have access to care issues. Our nurses have actually taken flu vaccines out. We just did a clinic this week and gave 17 flu shots to people who probably wouldn't have gotten them otherwise. And our board of supervisors at the county has been extremely supportive of what we're doing. And actually one of our nurses talked one of the board of supervisors into a flu shot that he never had ever gotten. So it's been really great for us. Yes.
I actually have a question, an everyday question, very curious about that, as to what kind of information you are
Pencil and paper. We're poor. We would love to, you know, the ideal. All our nurses would have iPads, but they don't. So we have a spreadsheet, and they collect it on paper and pencil and fill in a spreadsheet at this point in time. We use a software program called CareFax to document in the Omaha system, but it means the nurses take their laptops to the library, and if they have time in between things, they can document on their laptops. But our ideal would be they would all have iPads and could do it right there and then. So. Yes, Southern Arizona. How many nurses we have? We have about 50, 60 nurses. We have child care health consultants, so that all they do is child care health consultant in that number. So we actually have about 20 district public health nurses. We still do traditional public health nursing in Pima County. We've been... the population's about 950,000, most of it concentrated in the Tucson area.
And then when you started this program, it was just interesting. I work in a suburb of Milwaukee in Wisconsin, and we have this, it's unbelievable, we have the same issues at the library.
Uh-huh. Well, as far as we know, we're the first program of this kind in the nation. So.
The libraries have an association where you can write up
your program? Yeah, our partners with the library have actually presented. They got an innovation award through the National Library Association for this. So, yes, we do a lot of joint conference calls, and we've been written up in nurse.com, and so we've gotten some publications. Our goal, when we get more data collected, I would like to publish in a nursing journal. So that's one of the future plans as well. So, yeah. Any other questions? Well, thank you.